Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Chatter for Change. We thank you for being here on this beautiful Friday morning, and I hope your day has gone off to a great start. Today, I'm joined by two of my closest friends, and I'm going to go ahead and let them introduce themselves.
Hey, I'm Hannah.
And I'm Abby.
All right, so True Blue, it's been around for a little bit. So what kind of made both of you want to do, kind of be in this program?
I just really wanted, it was a personal decision for me based off my faith and my parents, my family. I just wanted them to be proud of me. But I also just wanted to do it for myself because of all the sports that I play and how active I am.
Well, the three of us here and a lot of other people that have been on the podcast have all been a part of this since 7th or 8th grade. And I started personally just because I wanted to find a good group of friends, and everyone in here is obviously a good positive influence, so.
Gotcha. Well, this is, it's definitely been an interesting year with all this COVID, and a lot of things have been restricted. So, like in the previous podcast, we've kind of talked about how senior season has affected, or how senior year has been affected by COVID. So, if you have anything different to say, how has senior year been affected by COVID for y'all?
Well, I know Preston talked about football, and I'm sure you talked about basketball. Well, me and Abby are both on the soccer and the tennis team, so it kind of trashed our soccer team, or not our soccer team, our soccer season. We only had 6 games, and 2 of them got canceled, and then we went to regionals, wow. And we had a really good shot of advancing, and then we lost against, who was it?
Trigg.
So it was kind of disappointing, but it was ultimately a good year.
Well, that's good that y'all got your season in. It's, like I said, it's definitely been a different senior year. So I think we had an activity plan that we were going to do. Is it Would You Rather?
Yes, we've got Would You Rather questions.
So I think I'm going to turn it over to one of y'all and let y'all ask those questions.
All right, what we'll do is me and Abby both have a list of Would You Rather questions, and then I'll start off with mine, and then she'll go with hers, and then we'll alternate. And then we can kind of just discuss what our answers are. The first question that I have is, would you rather have telekinesis, or would you rather have telepathy?
I'm going to say definitely telepathy.
I might have to go with that, too.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it would be cool to read people's minds and, like, communicate with them.
Yeah. What's your answer?
I just said
telepathy. Oh, never mind. You just said that.
Okay. Go with your question now.
My first question is kind of hard. It's, would you rather lose the ability to see or speak?
I think I definitely want to lose my ability to speak. You can always do, like, sign
language. You definitely want to.
I'd rather see stuff. Like, I think about all the stuff that I love to see, like sunsets and stuff. And
I'd probably have to agree with that.
You can always learn sign language. Right. There's other ways to communicate. There's not other ways to see.
Right.
Yeah, but I think I would pick that, too. I'd rather lose ability to speak.
Okay, next one. Would you rather be able to control space, or would you rather be able to control time?
Ooh.
What do you mean, control space?
Like, the stuff, you know, like in Marvels and stuff? Like, how they explore space, you'd be able to control all of that. Like, you'd be, like, the president of everything.
No,
you'd be, like, father space.
I would
space.
Probably have to go with time.
Yeah, I guess I'll pick time.
Are you serious? I would definitely pick space.
Just because out of all the things, you talk to any older person and they're like, man, I wish I had more time.
Okay, well, y'all can control time, I'll control space, and then we can team up together.
Sounds good.
Okay, my second question is, would you rather have one real get out of jail free card or a key that opens any door?
Well, if you had a key that opened any door, you could just get out of your jail cell. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I would probably have to choose the key too, because I don't plan on going to jail.
Yeah.
So I don't plan on using that card.
Okay.
We are part of the True Blue organization, so.
My last one is kind of funny. Would you rather have a horse's tail, or would you rather have a unicorn horn?
I think this depends on whether you want to stick out or not.
I think you're going to stick out either
way. With a tail, you can kind of hide it.
You can hide it, you think?
Yeah.
It'd be kind of cool to have a unicorn horn, though.
Yeah, I think I'd pick a unicorn, because I used to love unicorns so much.
Might be a little difficult to wear hats. Everything you got.
You could just cut a hole out. Why why did you used to lie for unicorns? Did they do something bad to you or something?
No.
But it's a deep hate for unicorns.
No, I just think it would be cool.
Okay. I think I'd have to go with Brant, horse's tail, so you can hide it.
Yeah.
It would be cool to have a unicorn.
Okay, my last one. Would you rather be able to talk to land animals, flying animals, or underwater animals?
Definitely underwater animals.
Yeah, I was going to pick that one too.
Not even a question. That's so cool. Like, there's so much stuff that is so, like, undiscovered. Why am I saying like so much? My goodness. But there's so much that's undiscovered, and I think it's so cool. It's also really, really freaky. It's one of my biggest fears.
Yeah,
it's
then you can just,
yes, not even just the unknown in the ocean.
Yeah.
There's sharks in here. No. What is it? That mega shark?
Megalodon?
No.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. No. I could never.
Thank you.
Surfing is just out of the question for me. I could never.
We could ask them if Atlantis is real.
Ooh. I've always wanted to know. Or if mermaids are real?
Yes.
You never know what's out there, you know?
You don't. There could be a whole mermaid city.
I know.
Water,
or like in space.
Know.
That's why I want to control space. All those things out there that you don't even know about, you could reign over. It'd be so cool.
Yeah. Because
like
it's infinite, so space is infinite, so I mean.
That's just mind-boggling. How can something be infinite?
Exactly. It's crazy to think about. Something we'll never be able to comprehend.
Yeah.
As humans. But
our human pea brains.
Yeah.
Okay, next segment we've got is this or that. And it's kind of similar to Would You Rather, but it's more vague topics. So I'll
start. I think
the
questions are kind of easier for this or that.
Yeah, they're definitely easier, definitely. But it gives more room for discussion. So the first one I have is shower or bath.
Well,
depends.
Depends.
So if the reason I say depends is because I always take showers.
Mm-hmm.
But if I come home from a long practice and I can't feel any part of my body, sitting in the tub for about 2 hours, it's perfect.
See, usually I don't even make it off the floor. I just go straight for the floor.
Never even make it to the bath.
That's exactly what I did this year in soccer. I usually take a shower, but my legs were hurting bad. I come home and take a nice warm bath, and it makes me feel better.
Yeah, I like baths. It's nice to get you a little bath bomb or some bubbles, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just sit there and listen to music.
What about Epsom salt? I don't know if you've heard of that before.
Yeah, I do. It's great for your muscles.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's kind of freaky to me sitting in your own yuck. But it doesn't bother me when I'm doing it. Just now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, that's kind of gross. So I'd probably say shower, because I also like to sing and like have my whole concert and arguments and everything. I plan out my whole life in the shower, so I guess I do that better standing up.
Nice.
You want to hit us with your next question?
All right, my first one is ice cream cone or snow cone?
I work in a snow cone shack, so I'm kind of impartial, but I'm thinking I'm going to have to go with snow cone.
No, I would have to go with snow cone, too.
No,
I love ice cream, but there's so many other flavors of snow cone. Like, you can get snow cones with cream on them, the way it tastes like ice cream, and you've got so many other flavors.
You can put syrup on ice cream.
I guess you could do that with
ice cream,
too.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of even for me. I can see both sides. All right, my next question is, it's kind of hard, and I think Abby's going to be really stumped on it. Headphones or speakers?
That's a hard one.
It's hard.
I would go headphones.
Because sometimes I want headphones because, like, I just want to be in the moment, you know. I want it to be just me, you know. It's kind of like a long time. But I also want speakers because, you know, you're always playing that one song that you just want to blast. That even in your headphones all the way up, it's not loud enough.
Right.
Yeah, I think I ultimately have to go with speakers.
Speakers?
Yes.
I think I'd have to go with headphones. I couldn't.
I don't know if I could ever pick.
I think it kind of depends, because if you're talking about car speakers, that's different than...
I didn't even think about
this
a car.
This is probably one for the rest of your life, though. I think you'd have to pick one for the rest of your life. Headphones or speakers?
I think speakers.
I think I would still go with headphones.
I think I'd still go with headphones, too. I don't know if I'd want... I don't know. It's kind of sentimental to me.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. Music sentimental, but it is.
Okay,
go ahead and hit us. There's...
All right. Burgers or tacos?
Tacos. I don't
burgers.
Like burgers.
I definitely
burgers
choose
most
tacos.
Definitely.
Tacos all the way. Man, I just had Taco Bell yesterday. That Baja Blast hits hard.
You had Taco Bell and Mexican yesterday.
Oh my goodness, I really did. Okay.
Yes, I would have a heart attack if I did that.
It It's okay. I didn't eat very much. So my next one is kind of easy compared to all the other ones. Ocean or mountains? It's kind of basic, generic, but...
I don't think that's as easy as you think it is.
Well, not for you, because you never leave the house.
Well,
so.
I don't know. I think, I mean, if you go to the beach, all there is just water. You just sit. But, like, if you go to the mountains, there's actually activities. So,
it's
sure.
The same way either way.
Well,
have you never gone and, like, gone go-karting and stuff?
Yeah.
Mini-golfing?
Yeah.
There's all kinds of stuff to do in, like, Florida, I guess, or on a coast.
I don't know if I could pick. Probably mountains.
I would probably go mountains, too.
No.
Just because of the hiking aspect.
Beach all the way. Beach.
No, because those sunburns are terrible.
Well, you're a ginger, so.
I know. It's terrible.
And Abby's just pale, so.
Yeah.
You can spend 1 hour out in the sun, and it's over.
Oh, no.
So you're out for the week.
Okay, what's your last one?
My last one. This one's kind of hard. Would you rather have more money or more free time?
Mm-hmm.
More free time.
More free time.
Yeah, because
more free time equals more money. Because if you have more free, free time. Never mind. Go ahead.
You can work more.
I understand.
Yeah. You can choose
use that free
do
time
with
to
free
work.
Time.
Right.
Yeah, I understand.
Exactly.
Yeah, but also if you don't have enough money, then you don't really have anything to do in your free time.
That's true, but there's a lot of stuff you can do with friends and make memories. I'd rather have the memories than the money.
Trust me, I've had plenty of free time in my life to do just nothing and lay in bed. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, I pick free time.
Yeah. Okay, so with Christmas coming up, let's talk about that. Now that we're done with either of that questions.
Yeah.
What did you guys ask for Christmas? What's like one big item?
Well, since we were talking about speakers earlier, I asked for a new Beats speaker because I started using my old one again in the summer after I found it and it immediately stopped working, so...
See, I don't really have just one big thing that I ever ask for. I never really ask for something for Christmas.
Oh,
I always ask for money or gift cards.
Oh,
so
I am such a gift person. I could not do that.
Yeah, my mom hates it. So she can never figure out what to give me. But this year, I decided to go with a few little gifts.
Oh, okay.
So we went to Bath & Body Works. I love candles. Okay?
I was not expecting Bath & Body Works.
I absolutely love candles. I love the smell of them. So we went there and we just picked out candle smells and
did
made
you go
a list.
On the sale day? They were having a big sale.
No, I didn't.
$10 3-wick candles.
Nice.
When they're usually like 20.
Yeah.
The line was crazy.
Now, me and her we actually went. I don't remember when it was. It was last month, I think. And I just made a list kind of in my notes of what type of smells that I like and just sent her a list. Yeah. Little what smells. And. She went yesterday, and I'm hoping she got them. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
I asked for Beats headphones, not speakers. So
I guess
that answers our questions. I asked for Beats headphones.
We
should have
started with this first, then.
Yeah. I was going to ask for, like, AirPods or something. Like, my sister did. She asked for AirPods. But I really just don't want to lose them. I will definitely
lose them.
I would literally lose my head if it wasn't attached to me.
You lost
my
your phone about 5 times yesterday.
No, it was more than 5. It was way more than 5. I'd say about every 30 minutes, hey, Abby, where's my phone? And I don't know about you guys, but yesterday was literally the longest day for us.
Was it? Yes.
I mean, it might just be because the sun is setting a lot earlier, but you know.
Maybe, but... It was taken literally forever. We were watching a movie, and I swear it took us 30 minutes to watch an hour and a half movie.
Wow.
It was terrible.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It was, you know, isn't there a day in the year where it's like the longest day, you know, according to...
Yeah, the winter solstice or the summer solstice.
Yeah. It's like the longest day, and I swear it was yesterday. We should have looked that up before we started.
All right, I have a new topic.
All right.
I guess this can kind of consider Christmas in the mix. What challenges do you think kids are dealing with during the pandemic?
Oh, my.
A lot.
Yeah, school especially, and parents are struggling to get their kids to do their work. A lot of kids, like us, I know, are struggling to do their work.
Yeah.
Because
college.
No teacher, and it's just really, really difficult. And the college is a little different than the high school, because I know the high school is doing all virtual, right?
Right.
And so they get to meet with their teachers, and we don't get to meet with our professors unless we schedule. And it's still, like, the college isn't used to being all virtual. I guess they weren't as prepared for all their professors to go completely online.
Right.
So it was kind of like a little stumble in the process.
There's nothing you can do to replace in-person learning.
There really isn't.
I mean, you can sit there and listen to a professor talk to you online for hours on hours.
You just won't
and
be
you
saying.
Still just, you won't know anything. And I know personally, with a mother that's a teacher, she has to work the whole day pretty much to her kids. And then she has to help at home with the kids, her kids' work.
I've got the same situation. My parents are both teachers and my sister's an elementary school teacher. So she can definitely relate with your mom.
Right.
Yeah, I think other than school, like considering holidays, like we were talking about earlier, Thanksgiving and Christmas, it can also be a challenge to go buy things shopping or also go see friends and family.
Parents are, moms especially, are honestly just superheroes right now.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're doing it. Cleaning house, taking care of kids, teaching. They're full-time teachers now.
Right.
It's crazy.
So, kind of moving on to the next topic. What would each of you say to younger kids to kind of help them stay on this drug-free path?
Think about your future. Think about how it can impact you. I mean, definitely schools bringing in speakers who it's personally affected has really helped my life because I'm like, man, even though they've turned out really, really great, I do not want to have to go through that.
Right.
I don't want to have to. People talk about rock bottom, and even on TV shows, you see it, and you're seeing these great influences of people who have been through it, or their character has been through it, one of the two, and how hard it was for them to come out of it.
Right.
I mean,
struggles they have.
Yeah,
to go
that they call that rock bottom for a reason. Right. It hits hard. So I don't think I would ever be able to. And then your reputation after would be ruined. People would probably just see you for what you were, see you for your mistakes, and not who you really are.
Kind of going off of what you said it would affect you in a bad way. Not only would it affect you, but it would affect the people around you.
Oh, for sure.
Very badly.
Yeah. So. Your family, I mean, my family would kill me. They would be disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah, mine's the same way. Nobody in my family has done drugs before. That I know of. So, it's been good to have that example of what a good role model looks like in the family. I know it's helped me a whole lot, so I kind of want to give that to kids in the future so they can look up and be like, hey, you don't have to necessarily do drugs and stuff to have fun, you know?
Yeah.
And you can have fun other ways. We've been doing it for
18
years. So.
Yeah, and it honestly puts a lot of pressure on us. I mean, I'm not trying to toot our own horns, but I mean, for some kids, we're the only role models they get.
Right.
You know, some of their families are just not good role models, not good, healthy role models. So.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's part of, like, whenever we go around and do schools and do different assemblies, I know they like it just because it's fun. But, I mean, I remember when I was elementary school and the youth council used to come and do assemblies, and I would always think I want to be a part of that. Because even if it was before we all knew about the drugs, it would always just look like they were always having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were always good role models for us, too, when we were
I remember in 8th grade. Was it 8th grade or 7th? I think it was 7th grade, actually, and we started it in 8th grade. I came to you and I was like, hey, I've been thinking about doing this. And I actually think I went to somebody else before. And they
probably
were like,
Caitlin.
I think I was Caitlin. And she was like, well, I don't know. Maybe not because we're in middle school. Maybe just stay up for high school. But I was like, I really want to do this. And I asked you and you were like, I really want to do this too. And so me and you both kind of like hit it off. And I think that's when we really, really started to become friends is through the youth council because we were always with each other.
Yeah, and then Miss Bumpus asked us to try to recruit some other people. And
yeah,
that's how it all started.
That's how it all started. And now there's middle school and elementary school.
Yeah, even elementary
it's
schools around
cool.
us are starting their own.
It's
groups,
super duper cool how you can have an impact even just in your community.
Yep, I remember my experience. It was when I was a little kid and they were doing the Reese skits.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
I would watch Reese do that and I would always want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Like, I would want to be Reese.
Yeah.
But it was just always cool to watch, so.
Yeah, I remember watching actual Reese do it.
Yeah.
Like, one of our friends, Reese.
Yep.
I remember him doing it.
Yeah.
And Amanda Newman, I remember her. That was crazy.
Yeah. Bunch of good memories.
Yeah, definitely.
Those kids. And we still remember them today, so obviously they had some type of impact
on us.
Yeah, now we're the ones doing them.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I feel like just yesterday it was 6th grade graduation. We were doing 6th grade super superlatives. Seniors, not senior superlatives, but.
I don't even think I did superlatives this year. I don't even think I voted.
I got got most changed since middle school.
Gosh. Hopefully that's a good thing.
Hopefully, but I mean, I don't really know how to take it.
Yeah.
Ouch, you know?
I don't even know if I've looked at the list for Cigar Lives. Have they released it yet?
Yeah.
And you go, what?
Well, I don't know if they released it, but they were, like, asking people.
Gotcha.
The people who got them. I don't know. It's a big mess, because they had to do it over
Google Classroom.
Yeah, they'd probably do it in our classrooms if we were in person.
Right.
So.
Yep. Well.
We can talk about New Year's. Are you guys' families getting together? Are you even able to get together? Because I know my family's definitely thinking about not doing it. Because
I don't even know yet.
I think ours more than likely will. I mean, we kind of did for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And we obviously limited the size, and we had masks on for the most part.
Yeah.
We make sure if we do with our grandparents, they're kind of older, so they're more at risk. So anytime
mm-hmm.
we're around them, we all keep masks on.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of that precaution so they don't catch the virus. Because, I mean, it might not affect us, but it'll affect them. So.
Yeah, I know my family, we host Thanksgiving, and we didn't even have Thanksgiving.
Really?
Nobody really wanted to come, and we didn't really want to host it. Well, obviously we did. I mean, if you know my dad, you know that he's going to want to host anything he possibly can. But it was just really dangerous, and...
Did you still eat?
Yeah, for sure. My grandmother came over because we always do stuff with her. We're always around her, so we thought it was pretty safe since we're always around her. But, like, my other grandparents said that they weren't going to come. And since my mom's an only child, you know, that's the whole half of our family. You know, he's pretty much the head.
Right.
So if he's not going to come, then pretty much everybody else isn't going to come.
Right.
And so, I mean, we're even thinking about having Christmas at his house in waves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because since my dad's family's so big, I mean, he doesn't want us all there. And they have a small house anyways.
Right. That's kind of how it is for our family, too. My mom's got 6 siblings,
mm-hmm.
and they all have, like, 3 or 4 kids each, and then
your
they
dad's
have kids,
child?
And my dad has one brother, and he has a wife, and then they have one kid, so you got, like, 3 members on my dad's side, 5 including the grandparents, and then you have probably well over 20 or 30 on my mom's side, so it's just kind of crazy when it comes to, how we spend our holidays.
Yeah.
Half the time they don't. We kind of do it separately.
Yeah.
So we have one lunch with one side of the family and then one with the other. And we kind of do it that way. But it gets crazy at times.
I know Abby travels for Christmas, don't you?
Well, usually for Thanksgiving we go up to Lexington because that's where my mom's family lives. But this year we didn't do that because my Nana was kind of worried about it because she's kind of older too. But I think for Christmas we might go down there, but I'm not really sure yet.
Yeah,
that's cool. So let's talk about future stuff, and then we'll kind of wrap it up.
All right.
Like college.
Yeah.
Kind of tell us where you're going and what you're doing, what you're planning on doing.
All right, so I'll start off first. I plan on going to Murray and kind of getting a degree in finance. Plan on going down that road. Luckily, I've been fortunate to do this early college program. And so I've already got 2 years of college out of the way. It's been really nice. And so I'll go there for 2 years, but then I'll more than likely go another year to get, I can't even think of it right now.
Master's degree.
Yeah. I was going to say bachelor for some reason, but yeah, so.
All right, Abby, what about you?
Well, I'm also going to Murray State, and I'm going to major in television production, which is like video editing and audio stuff, which is something I've been interested in a while, and I couldn't really find a lot of colleges that had stuff like that, so I'm excited that I actually get to find that. And now that with 2 years of college out of the way, I only have to go for about 2 or 3 years also, which is pretty nice.
Yeah, I'm really excited for you. If you know Abby, it's just something she's really good at, something she's really passionate about, and now that she's finally kind of found her place. She's really excited.
And they have
about
a pretty wide variety of things you could do up there.
For sure, definitely.
You,
so. You could easily do like marketing in it, or you could actually do production.
Right.
Yeah, because I took a tour of the place and it was a lot better than I was expecting. They had a lot of cool things.
Well, I'm planning on staying in my local. I'm going to go through Murray, but I don't really have the money to be able to go off to, because I am trying to fund it for myself. So I don't really have you know, what is it, like $20,000 now a year to go live at Murray? I mean, it's crazy.
Maybe a little less if you the scholarships that you give. But
yeah, but like every single year they keep bumping it up and bumping it up, and it's just gotten to an unrealistic number for me. So I can get, I want to be a teacher, so I can get my education. I can get a really good education. My sister went through the 2+2 program, that's what they call it, at the community college here. And my degree will be through Murray State University, but I think it'll be a good opportunity for me.
Yep, most definitely.
Okay, so to wrap this up, let's talk about how we're going to continue our drug-free legacy, I guess you could say, through college.
I think trying to stay active within the community, not just going off to college and completely forgetting about the program and forgetting about being drug-free. I mean, college is a big time in your life, and that's when you're probably exposed to the most.
Oh, definitely, for sure. I think it's going to be
kind of close with high school.
Especially for you guys going to actual campus, and you have so many opportunities to fall into temptations.
Yeah.
You'll have parties. I mean, parties aren't necessarily bad. It's just what comes along with parties, you know. You've got drinking, you've got drugs. I mean, it's just terrible.
Right.
I think one of the easiest parts of I think one of the easiest parts about it, though, is like being introverts like us. We probably won't go to many parties.
Right. So we don't have to say the story about it. So
we'll just find our own ways to make friends.
Yeah, I think that's what's great about our crew, our True Blue crew, is that we find the best way to, or we always find a good way to have fun.
Right. That doesn't involve drugs. So.
I mean, even when we're not having fun, we always find something to joke about or something that'll make it a good time, you know. And that's what's great about people. You don't always have to have substances to have fun.
Yep.
And that's something I'm glad that I'm not going to be exposed to. Yep. I know my parents were really worried about me.
Yeah.
So
I think all of our parents are a little worried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's normal for a college student or college students' parents to be worried about that, because they're exposed to it probably once every 2 hours, if not smaller.
Yeah.
And I know we've probably been exposed to it maybe once or twice in our lifetime.
So.
And that's not speaking for people outside of the True Blue crew.
Yeah. So home life is also probably like that too.
Yeah.
So with that being said, I think we're going to wrap it up here. I thank both of you for being here.
Thank you.
I
had so much fun.
A pretty successful podcast, and I appreciate everybody tuning in and listening, and I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your day, and we'll see you next time.